Praise the Lord. All right. Welcome, everybody, here. You know, Philip Saxton showed up today. Philip, I didn't tell you I was going to call you out for coming, but I want to call you out to ask God's blessing on the meeting. Philip doesn't make it as regularly as he used to, and that's not chastisement. You know that, Philip. We love you. And Philip, for many, many years, came on a regular basis. He's got some things going on that provides a ministry platform for other businessmen. You might want to share that in a couple of minutes. Let's welcome Philip Saxton.
Well, it's always good to be here at NFL. I can't make it as often as I used to, but I am out there working in the kingdom. Amen. I want everybody to know that Small Business Samaritans is about utilizing the principles that we learn in the Bible and applying them to business situations. And that's what I'm doing, very busy doing it. Now we are now doing podcasts for businesses. And it's really great to work with those businesses and to talk about the Word of God as we are working with them. So thank you so much for inviting me here, and I'll try to get back as often as I can. One of the things that I love about this place, this meeting, is that I always feel around that the Holy Spirit is in this room. I always feel that. Whenever I walk in, seeing Hans and Larry and all of the friends that I have here, I always feel that the Holy Spirit is active here in this room. And this is a great place to come to get that renewal, to get filled up again, you know. And so I've felt that for, I don't know how long I've been coming here now, but it's probably been decades now, fortunately. And I think that the work that Larry and Hines are doing and the faithfulness of their mission is just absolutely tremendous. With that said, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for NFL, for all of the men and women that come to this meeting. We just give you praise for all that you've done for us, especially praise for Jesus Christ who died so that we could become part of his kingdom. Father, we just ask that 2019 be a wonderful and happy and great year for all people here. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, this being the time that Philip got back, the first meeting that he's been to this year, was on track with my thinking this morning as we're entering the new year and the resolutions that some of us have made and already got off track on them, and thinking about the habits that will keep us on track. Many times I think we recognize an area in our life that needs some work, but we recognize it and that's as far as it goes. We don't actually put something together to help that from where it is not to where it is, and it lacks the ability to impact our life. I ran across a quote. Benjamin Franklin said, "It's easier to prevent bad habits than to break them." Many times those bad habits can influence us in the wrong direction, and they can be so subtle that we don't even understand that we're drifting away from where we ought to be. I think as I read the scripture this morning and thinking about the consistency, as we think about this meeting from 1985, as Philip talked about how long he's been involved, and the consistency of our message here being because Hines and I saw a vision that a dairy farmer, Armenian dairy farmer, had seen a vision and articulated it so well to many men around the world that they caught the vision. And once you really see the vision and understand the difference that Jesus Christ makes in men's lives, and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in men's lives, you won't forget it. And if you're in the Word, biblical principles, as Philip's already mentioned, are very important to the operation of our lives. And many times in the past, I have been to church on Sunday and said, man, I wish it could be this way all during the week, not knowing that it could. There are many Christians there. That's where my burden is for the men that haven't discovered that it can be that way. Many of them go to church and are unfulfilled as they live there, as they leave there, I should say. And they know that there's something more, but that they don't know where to find it. Talking about habits shaping who we are, many times we get in the habit of wanting the instant gratification. Understanding that, yes, I want that. And we go for it. We didn't realize if we get that, then we may not have room for that thing that it is even more carved out and molded for us. That fits into who we want to be and the things we want to do. In Romans 7, Paul is talking to the Romans. You know, Paul was a Pharisee until the Lord touched his heart. And he was so open and honest with people, whether it be the Galatians or Romans. This particular passage is where he's writing to the Romans. In Romans 7, verse 15, says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate to do, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. And as I read that, man, he is really having an internal battle there, knowing that he can't overcome that thing of doing the wrong thing. And as he shared that, I thought about the fact that he was so open in this sharing with the Romans that had become Christians, that enabled them to know that just because I stumble and I face temptation, or I don't find it easy to stay on track, that let them know that they are not the only one. And that's where the power of the testimony to me is so important, because we recognize that none of us has got this all figured out. There are things come to all of us that are not pleasant. A phone call I got last night from my water systems operator over in Jackson County. Man, I couldn't do anything about that last night, and I didn't sleep well because I didn't have the solution. But when daylight came this morning and I got up and went to the gym and came back and I called him about 8 o'clock, I said, Ricky, let's talk about what you're talking. He said, well, I've got it all figured out. Man, don't call me at night. That really bothers me, because there's something about the nighttime. If there's something that has not that I haven't come up with a solution for, it bothers me. I don't want to think about it, but I can't help it. Very much like Paul was doing here. Those things that pull us back are there, and we need to not focus on it. But it's easier said than done many times. We should be in such a relationship with the Lord that we're never pulled down. We should be a bright, shining light for the Lord all the time. But if we look at what Paul did, we too are facing those things, whether we admit it or not. And we may not appear to be facing the struggles or the temptations. In fact, self-discipline is so absolutely critical, but so is being open and honest with people. I feel like as we establish relationships in an environment like this, it is so much easier for me to call Hines and say, Hines, I need to know what you think about this. And he may tell me what he thinks, and it may not resonate with me, or it might be a solution, absolute solution that I don't understand why I didn't see that. That's the beauty of relationships with each other, where iron sharpens iron. And it pleases the Lord when we're in harmony. It pleases the Lord when we understand that His plan is something that we don't understand on our own. We have to be in constant communication with Him through His Word, through prayer, through input from other people, the church, and certainly the Holy Spirit giving us direction, giving us knowledge that's not available to much of the world. And because the world doesn't see that, we should not be concerned that we may be off track. We need to be excited about the fact that just as Jesus told His disciples, that these things are not given to you by earthly measures, but the Father has given you this knowledge. And if we know the source of these things that help us to have the joy and peace, to be able to operate in a way that others are drawn to us, because of His favor, we can live a victorious life. Even though we, like Paul, will find sometimes that we wonder, why in the heck am I not able to go back to sleep because of that well problem over there? I don't know the answer to it, but I did turn over, take some deep breaths, and say, Jesus, I trust You. Jesus, I trust You. Jesus. I was back to sleep. Praise the Lord. It is great to have you here today. This format has lasted, as I said a while ago, from September of 1985. It's the same today as it was then. That's the beauty of it. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. That was Larry Schrader, real estate mogul and multi-tenant. What else would you say?
Guru.
Yeah, that's right, guru. I'm in the electronics business, and Larry didn't tell the whole truth about this meeting, because I used to lead the singing with my guitar, but then I finally figured out that this was not a position of praise, that it was... anyway, sorry, I shouldn't have confessed that, but we have enjoyed the fellowship here, and you know, it's not an obligation, it's a joy, because Larry and I have benefited so much from other men sharing their testimonies, and was the really another businessman that led me to a Bible study where I accepted Jesus and invited me to the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship where I was delivered of alcohol. And so anyway, we love to co-host this and appreciate you being here. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week, like Larry said, since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus. And also we recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling for the main speakers, but just tell a story. And again, as you tell your story, events and connections with Scripture will naturally be there. So there is a strong element of verifying and confirming the Word of God through the way Jesus has worked through the life of a businessman. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, not in full-time ministry, and currently employed. And again, that's been something we've tried to keep to encourage others that are in the marketplace with what people have learned. If you're here for the first time and feel comfortable doing so, just stand where you are and give us your name, where you work, and how you found out about the meeting, and if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for. So anybody want to stand? Yes, sir.
If you give me like 30 seconds or just 10 seconds?
Maybe 10 seconds. Yeah, my name is Ingu Kevin Kim, and I found about this meeting through this gentleman. I'm very nice meeting you today.
And you are an attorney?
I'm an attorney, yes.
And what is the appeal?
We do a lot of different things, but I'm focusing on immigration, criminal, and civil
awesome,
cases.
Awesome.
Welcome, Kevin. Good to have you here. Thank you. Let me give you one of these. Anybody else? First time? Okay. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah, John.
Go ahead. I know you won't freak.
All right. Hey, I'm John Morrison. I am with Elevate Hire Solutions, basically an IT staffing firm. Met Hines last week at the Forsyth County Chamber event, the Tech Execs event, and excited to be here.
Awesome. Welcome, John. Good to see you. Did I already give you one of these? Okay, good. Anybody else? First time? Oh, Ronnie is going to. Actually, this is not his first time. I'll share that in a minute. One other thing I would call your attention to is the flyer, and it has other meetings on the back, and also, more importantly, the website, nfl-luncheon.com, and that gets you to a whole bunch of things. Larry and I both have personal pages there. Just put /Larry or /Hines, and you'll see some of the things that we like, and also other links and other meetings, information on job networking if you're in a job transition. So please, and also the speakers, this is not linked there, but I'll tell you how to get there. Just put /the year after nfl-luncheon.com. That's good from 2008 to now. And pass that along to your friends, and they can download or listen to the testimonies online. And we have the speakers by last names, so you can look through there, maybe see some people that you've known, that you know, and hear their testimonies. I think that's about all I have. Let's go with the introducing our